This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with our good friends from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus, they're here to help. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll-free, 877-235-1310. A couple pieces of important information about Klaus Financial. One, of course, is their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial. You can also sign up on the website for Klaus Financial to get the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just scroll down towards the bottom. It'll say subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Gives you a little snapshot of what's going on in the market. Also, a link to the weekly podcast as well. So again, just get to klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Joining us this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well.
Great to see you, CJ. How you doing, Malia?
Very good, thanks.
Great to talk with both of you, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to be talking taxes, which will be fun, I assure you on that. Great opportunities throughout the program. CJ's giving me that look there. Throughout the program, of course, we'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later on in the show. Little tip, though, as we're talking this morning, of course, you typically get the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week during the program. This week, a fantastic prize, as always. This week, it's a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Before we get rolling on this week's show, let's talk a little bit about last week and take a look at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only have the question, we get the answer as well.
Yes, so thanks to all of you who listened last week and for calling in. Our winner last week, congratulations to Chris from Wanakee. He won a nice gift card. So the actual question was, what is the name of one of the top budgeting apps for your phone that we mentioned last week? Mm-hmm. And so we took this from the website balance.com, which talks a lot about budgeting. And the top six budgeting apps in 2018 include Mint, Pocket Guard, YNAB, or You Need a Budget, Wally Envelopes, and Good Budget. So any of those answers were correct last week. So thanks for listening and learning with us.
And again, we'll do it again this week, so listen closely to the program, Klaus Financial. Don't forget the website, klausfinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We are talking taxes, and I will tell you this about taxes is we all like to learn because it's an opportunity to save money. So let's talk about taxes when it comes to retirement.
Yes. This is a common question we get from people as they head into retirement, right? Which is, hey, you know, I come into Klaus Financial, they take a look at my finances, they start projecting into the future. And by the way, folks, whenever you're making projections, you have to make some sort of set of assumptions. And you know what they say about assumptions, right? And so at the end of the day, assumptions, understanding what assumptions your advisor is using for those future projections is like really, really critical. But that's not the point of what I'm talking about. The point of what I'm talking about is we do these assumptions and it says you're going to have, you know, at 65 years old, $75,000. And then the next natural question is that before taxes or after? Right? Great question. And of course, typically it's we're using a gross number. So then we have to net out taxes from there. And so people will say, oh, I get it. Well, 75,000 right now, I pay 25%, you know, top bracket taxes. So I'm going to lose 25% of it. Well, that logic is just fraught with problems. So as we talk about this, we're going to discuss of your sources of retirement income, how are they taxed potentially? Specifically, we'll talk quite a bit about Social Security. But our encouragement to you is we're not your accountant, right? So as you hear us talking about this, if it kind of pricks your curiosity, speak with your accountant about it, right? How will it personally impact your retirement benefits? So, as I mentioned, some of your sources of income might be fully taxable, some might be partially taxable. So let's go through a couple of those. A pre-tax 401k plan in the state of Wisconsin, 401k, 403b, pre-tax IRA, when you go to generate income from it in retirement, it will be fully taxable as ordinary income at whatever your bracket is. If you don't understand what I'm talking about with bracket, go talk to your accountant. Pensions, typically, unless it's some sort of specific military pension or exempt in some way, will typically be fully income taxable, right? Both federally and state income taxable. Social Security, on the other hand, is actually kind of interesting. If your total income is low enough, which for an individual would be less than $25,000 of retirement income, your Social Security is not taxable at all. But if it gets over $34,000 as an individual, then 85% of it becomes taxable. But here's the kicker. In the state of Wisconsin, there is no state income tax on Social Security. It's only federally income taxable. So again, depending upon if you're an individual or you're married and filing jointly, here's the rule of thumb. Your Social Security could be as low as no tax at all to as high as 85% of it being taxable. Notice I didn't say taxed at 85%. I said 85% of it could be deemed as income taxable.
And that's a very important distinction there.
Yes. We had one person say to us, I can't believe they take away 85% of my Social Security. And I said, no. It's just taxable. And by the way, I had a client challenge me on this the other day in the office. She said, well, that's double taxation because they taxed me on it when I earned it. That is wrong. Okay, that is wrong. The FICA withholding, the Social Security withholding, is not part of what gets federally or state taxed, which is therefore what goes into FICA. What goes into Social Security is pre-tax. So as you generate it in retirement, it's not a double taxation. That's the first time.
And as you can tell, CJ likes challenges. If you have a challenging question or problem, of course, Malia and CJ are here to help you solve those. All you got to do is give us a call. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll-free, 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. You mentioned pensions in retirement. So let's talk about some of the interesting nuances about pensions when it comes to retirement and, of course, taxes.
Yes. So CJ already mentioned some of these points, but I'll just reiterate them. First of all, if you have a pension coming to you, we applaud you because we're happy that you're going to get one because a lot of people don't. It's going to make your retirement planning perhaps just a little bit easier. So as we had just said, pension income, most pensions are taxable. If you're collecting a pension in Wisconsin, your pension will be both state and federally taxable. And the withdrawals from your retirement plan, such as the IRAs, the 401ks, SEPs, simple IRAs, et cetera, as that money comes out, that will be taxable as well. You'll notice I didn't mention Roth IRAs. Those will not be taxable on their way out. So it's a clear distinction there. So when we're looking at retirement income, and as CJ said, we want to make sure we understand, is it before tax or after tax? People get a little confused as to what their net will be when they're planning out the actual income. But what's important to remember is that if you're under 59 and a half, so we have a lot of people starting to retire sooner and sooner. If you're under 59 and a half, you're not only going to have to pay tax as that money comes out, you're also going to be charged a 10% penalty. Now, this is a general comment. There are exceptions. I'm not going into those right now. But generally, if you're under 59 and a half and you take money from these different retirement plans, you will be, in fact, assessed a 10% penalty. So make sure you know what you're doing before you do it. I sat with a client just yesterday, and she said, oh, I'm going to be penalized? And I said, well, yeah, you've got your 10% if you take it out too soon. And she said, and I have to pay tax on it? So as CJ said, you know, we definitely have to understand that on the way in, when we put the money in, whether it be for Social Security or for our retirement plans, we did not have to pay tax on the way in. And yes, the federal government, in order to survive, needs those taxable dollars to come back to them. So that's the reason they have these these laws. So what we would suggest is, as you sit with your financial planner, make sure you are turning on some tax withholding from your pension, from your Social Security, or other forms of retirement income. Because if you don't turn any of those on, the withholding, and you just show up April 15th the following year, you're going to have a not as such a good surprise. Okay? So let's plan ahead for that.
Great advice as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. You can give us a call here at the station. Our number is 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, you can give them a call right now. Their number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll take more of your calls, and we'll also talk about investments from incomes when it comes to non-retirement accounts. We'll get some of the details on that. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they are here for you to help you. Give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free to get on the air. 877-235-1310. Don't forget about the website for Kloss Financial. That's klossfinancial.com, spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week. Talking this morning with CJ and Malia about taxes and tax planning, and of course, getting ready for retirement when it comes to taxes. Let's talk then too about, we mentioned some of those retirement accounts. What about the non-retirement accounts? What are some of the bullet points there that are definitely something people need to be aware of?
Yep. So what we're doing here is we're really not planning for you on the air in terms of what you should do, but rather we're trying to help give you some definition around how common sources of retirement income will be taxed. So we talked about Social Security and how that might be taxed as you generate it in retirement, depending upon your household income. Malia talked about retirement account distributions, 401ks, 403bs, how those will be taxed in the state of Wisconsin and federally. And then pensions. So it kind of leaves people with, what other sources are there? Well, think of after-tax investments. So this could be a joint account between you and your spouse. This could be an individual account, a trust account. So just money that you earned, you paid taxes on it already, and then you put it into an investment account. Now, for those who are listening, they go, yeah, they better not tax me on that. And they don't. They won't re-tax you for income purposes on what we call your basis. Think of your basis as the amount you already paid tax on and put into the investment account. But what about the growth? Right? The growth technically hasn't had taxes paid on it, right? And so this is where you'll hear the terminology capital gains taxes. So with after-tax investments, yes, you may pay some taxes as it grows and as you use that money or as dividends are paid out of those investments, you could pay some taxes. But here in America, there's a preferential tax treatment known as the capital gains tax. So capital gains taxes range anywhere from 0% if your income is low enough, up to 20% if your income is high enough. But by the way, vast majority of all Americans are going to pay somewhere around 15% or zero. Very few people pay 20% capital gains tax. So here would be some of those brackets. If you're single and earn less than $38,600 a year, and you have capital gains on your after-tax investments, you will pay zero tax. If you're filing joint, and your household income is below $77,000 a year, your capital gains will be taxed at zero. If you're single and your household income and your income's over 38,000, then you'll be paying 15%. And same thing if you're joint, if it's over 77,000, you're going to pay 15%. But in order to get into that 20% really high tax bracket that I was just mentioning that very few people will hit, you would have to have over $426,000 of income for an individual, or $480,000 for a married couple to hit the 20% capital gains tax bracket. So there you go. That's another way in which, if you generate income out of your after-tax investments in retirement, that's another way that you might have some taxation.
Great information to know there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. We're going to talk with CJ and Malia. We'll talk with them a little bit about when it comes to individual accounts, also after tax accounts and penalties that may be out there and things you need to be aware of. We'll do that next. We'll also have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week coming up next, as well as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, still got a little bit of time, squeeze a call in. Our number's 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number, because coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. It is a great gift certificate for the Olive Garden. $25 gift certificate there. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in this segment. Talking about taxes and what you need to know when it comes to taxes as you're preparing for and in retirement. Let's talk about some of these individual accounts and also some after-tax accounts. Will you be paying a penalty or taxes on those accounts?
Well, that's a really good question, and that's what we sit every day with current clients who are in retirement, and they'll call us and they'll say, you know, I'm going to go to Hawaii and I need to know the best place to take some additional income from. Mm-hmm. So we'll look at their series of investments, and as CJ said, with the capital gains tax being so good for most people, we'll actually look at any after-tax accounts our clients may have, or of course savings accounts even, and look at, if we take money from that, we're not going to hit the income tax threshold. So, cheaper capital gains tax to pay versus perhaps your 20 or 25% that you're going to have to pay on an income tax level is obviously more desirable. So what's important to remember here is, if it's an investment account, which after-tax account, you will pay capital gains, assuming there was growth, if your account has grown. But you won't pay a penalty, because this is not a retirement account, as we were speaking of earlier. This is an after-tax investment account. Unless, we always come up with this unless here on the show, unless it is an annuity. Now, distributions from after-tax annuities, we just tell people, slow down, take a good look at that before you pull money out of those, because it can cause a penalty again if you're under 59 and a half. So what we want you to understand is, when we pull income from the annuities, first of all, you can get a penalty if you're under 59 and a half. But secondly, growth on an after-tax annuity, when that income comes out to you, it is not capital gains taxable. It is actually income taxable. So it could affect your income tax bracket. So make sure you know what you're doing with those annuities. They can get pretty interesting.
One of the big ages that we talk about quite a bit, and you guys mentioned on the show, you mentioned 59 and a half quite a bit. We also hear a lot about as you start getting to 70 and a half, and that's a big date as well. Let's talk then about what happens then, of course, those RMDs. And when it comes to taxes, are there ways to avoid or lessen that burden?
Yes, I'm laughing as we're talking here because, gosh, this is complex. And gosh, it sounds like just the government is really greedy and wants their tax money, which I suppose is true. So, yes, when you turn 70 and a half, you have required minimum distributions off your pre-tax retirement accounts. If you don't know what that is, go Google it after the show. But basically, it's just you have to start pulling money out of these accounts and paying income taxes on it. There is an exception to this, and it's if you're over 70 and a half, but you're still working at an employer and you're eligible to make contributions, then you can actually contribute to that 401k plan or not contribute for that matter, but you're not required to make minimum distributions from that active 401k plan. But when it's not active, assuming you're retired at 70 and a half, you have to start making minimum distributions. So no, there's no penalty on that. But of course, you do have income taxes as that money comes out. So in summary, everybody, listen, we know this is complex. It's actually, I've said this on the show before. I wish it wasn't. I really do. I wish not everybody had to come to professionals like us just to get simple answers to their questions around what should I pull and when should I pull it and how much should I save here and there. And yet, unfortunately, it's the world in which we live. So we just encourage you, doesn't have to be us, but seek out good professional advice around not only your investments, but your taxes and your estate planning.
Good advice and great guidance, as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Again, the website at Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. As we mentioned, 70 and a half and RMDs, and a great resource for information. We've talked pretty extensively in a couple of previous shows, as a matter of fact, you can listen to. They all link from klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter there. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in beautiful Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Olive Garden. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Generally speaking, if you are under 59 and a half and you wish to withdraw money from your IRA or other similar retirement accounts, what is the penalty for doing so? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for the Olive Garden. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And of course, online at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. And Matt is in for Dan, and he's coming your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.